You know how sometimes in life things get difficult, and we always say, all right, next year's going to be better, and then the next year comes and it tanks, and then we say, well, the next year's going to be better. How do you get through all this stuff? Joining me on the phone, Patricia Morgan, Calgary-based counselor and author, and she's here to help us go from woe to wow, how resilient women succeed at work. Patricia, thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure.
All right, so are people having a harder time now than last year and the year before, et cetera?
Well, some people definitely are. And when you say that, you know, next year might be worse and this year is worse than last year, where, well, at least last year can't be worse. And one of the things that we can is our own selves. We can always strengthen our own resilience. We're able to develop increasingly effective strategies to better cope with what comes around the corner.
Really? Can we do this? I mean, I hear a lot of people saying, you know, it's a mindset. It's a mindset. But when you keep opening credit card bills or whatever, and just things keep going downhill and downhill, how do you break out of that negative black cloud that's surrounding your life?
Well, definitely, Wayne, that is one option, is to break through the negative cloud. But there are some other options, such as falling apart.
Can we do that?
Yeah, of course. I think women have become, many of them, very good at that. Sometimes it's very useful just to let it all fall apart and crumble, and people aren't valuing that enough, because sometimes when you put the pieces back together again, yeah, it's in much better form. Of course, that's not the ideal. Ideally, we want to be strong enough mentally, emotionally, physically, to face what comes at us. But I think we have to stop beating ourselves up when sometimes we just have a day, or maybe a week, or maybe longer, that we crumble and then eventually rise from the ashes. So there's two ways of strengthening ourselves. One is to toughen ourselves mentally, emotionally, and physically to face what's coming on. And the other one is to kind of just do that collapse where we do the introspection and ask, hey, maybe I'm spending too much money. Maybe I've got the wrong friends. Maybe my job isn't exactly what it is. And nobody's dying in Canada because they're not fed. We have a wonderfully generous community. Mm-hmm. We care for one another. So sometimes we put a lot of fear in ourselves. So sometimes we don't do that introspection until we really get to the very lowest point. And I don't think we need to be adding to that, shaming ourselves. Okay. Sometimes we make the biggest changes when that happens.
So can you give me just a couple of things that our listeners can do today to help them get a better tomorrow?
A better tomorrow. Well, certainly there's a lot of pressure on during the recession, and here's some recession survival tips. So learn to protect yourself. Learn to have clear boundaries, when to say no, when to say yes, and when to say it depends or I'd like some time to think about it. Have a plan to be laid off. Don't wait till the company or the organization is laying off for you to go scrambling for a reference letter or get somebody to say some good things about your work. Start gathering that information now. Familiarize yourself with your workplace policies and the protective laws that are available to you. Practice self-care. Begin to think optimistically yet realistically. I have a lot to offer, and yet I may be laid off. Look after your body. If you don't have health, what do you have? Mm-hmm. And forget this whole thing about work-life balance. When you've got some young kids, maybe your life is all consumed with just getting up and attending to them and doing what you need to do. Think about what your best life rhythm is.
That's a good advice, because I know a lot of parents who there is no balance.
Well, yeah, and then you just add the guilt of my life isn't in balance. And I say, what's this term called work-life balance? Isn't work a meaningful part of your life? Are we going to separate it out?
That's true.
I have a real problem with that term.
Oh, well, I love this. Where can people get more information about you and the book?
Go to www.fromwoetowow.org. That's the title of the book, From Woe to Wow. .org, and they can read everything they want, and they can get some bonus items if they buy the book. They can certainly email me if I can help specifically with a challenge.
Sounds great. Patricia Morgan, thanks very much for being on the show.
My pleasure.